Hello and welcome to Team White. I'm Alex Linder. I'm here in Northeast Missouri, and with me today are three people. We've got Jan in South Africa. We have Alfred Schaefer in, I think, in Germany, and we have his sister Monica, who is in Canada, British Columbia. Not to pin it down more than that, but now we know Canada is a terrible prison state because there was a guy. I intended to talk about this later, but it just occurred to me, who got 2 years in jail for writing articles for the Daily Stormer a few years ago. So there you go. But hello, everybody, and we want to start off by telling you the truth about the war in Ukraine. And here's what I want to observe. You know, white people don't learn. And this drives me increasingly nutty. There's already been basically three times the amount of white men killed, white Ukrainians killed, that were killed in Vietnam. And it's just getting going, the war. They're going to lose. There's going to be probably double that number killed eventually before they give up. But right now, as we record this Team White in the end of January in 2023, you've got the United States has pressured extremely weak Germany into giving Leopard tanks to Ukraine, and they've twisted the arms of some other European states. They're going to give them a couple hundred tanks. It won't make any difference, but you listening to this have to absolutely keep yourself away from this Jewish war machine that will grind you to nothing while Zelensky is collecting billions and his parents are moving to Israel and living in million-dollar estates. We've talked about this before. What do you get out of it? War is the harvest of the Jews. Already, this is Douglas McGregor is the best source on all of this. They've already had 122,000 Ukrainians killed, plus another 35,000 or so that are missing in action, 157. That's what's known and established from open sources like obituaries and newspapers and stuff. And you just can't fight for the Jews. You've got to refuse to let yourself be used by them. And Alfred, is there anything going on in Germany in relation to the tanks? I mean, surely the Germans, we understand that these people basically don't have an army. They basically don't have much in the way of defending themselves already. They've been relying on the U.S. They don't even do 2% of their budget for defense. So Germans can't be too happy about this. They've got extremely high gas prices now because they're getting U.S. liquefied natural gas instead of the stuff coming over from Russia that would be cheap. And now their idiotic female defense minister has just said, yeah, we're at war with Russia. I mean, this is pure insanity.
You know, Alex, this is the Jews are rubbing their hands with glee as they are having Goyim kill Goyim, lots of Goyim killing Goyim, and they're making money. They're making so much money they can't even count it. That's how much. I mean, it is beyond insane what's going on. And anybody who is now still feigning the ignorance that one needs to have not to understand that this is all bad news for us, you can't even feign that level of ignorance that you need to, you know, feign to pretend you don't understand it. If the Germans are crossing a red line by delivering these tanks, and now the Germany is a legitimate target for missiles coming out of, yes, Russia, namely the Rammstein air base and places like that. This is not a game. This is not, the Jews are now doing that what they have always said they will do. When we get onto them, they will take the world down with them. That's what they are doing, nothing less. The people who have been crazy enough or duped enough to have taken an injection, this COVID corona rat poison injection, all of these people will be dying from that, or most of them will be, if they aren't lucky enough to have gotten a placebo. Now, I mean, and the time delays here for these injection deaths from these injections can be anywhere from, well, some people die right away. Of course, we know that. But sometimes a lot of them will they'll be really badly hit by that 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years later. Like it's going to hit everybody.
Yeah, I really emphasize that stuff is just getting started. And now they've had dragged out of them. I think Epic Times or some alternative media sued them. And they lied about what they had a couple of times in typical FBI tradition, even though this is the CDC. But their own records are showing that like 7.7% of people had admission to hospital-worthy event within a couple weeks of getting this shot. That's so far. And again, this all is underemphasized in terms of, I mean, if practically 10% have to be hospitalized after getting the shot or have some kind of terrible reaction, then that's what they're admitting to. And we know the VAERS system for the adverse events reporting system undercounts by multiples. This is just getting started. You have to stay all the way away from this stuff, just as you have to stay away from white people are being killed by Jews who are profiting off them, right? It's absolutely insane. We need to have Russia win, and we need to get rid of these people. But you know, and looking around, there are so many. We want to give you the biggest context and see how everything fits together and talk to you directly who are listening to this. Then again, you have them driving, trying to end farming in Holland. The EU just approved like cricket paste and some other insect. Two insects were approved by them. They're basically trying to make it illegal to do any kind of cattle farming or ranching in Holland. The people are indoors, you know, paying extra for gas. They are trying to end life as lived by normal people for the last 100 years. And while they're living high off the hog, and I don't know what else to say. I hate to tell people negative things. The main thing you can do is avoid and get away from all this until there's some positive force fighting to change it. But, you know, maybe it will fall apart on its own, but I don't like to wait there passively and hope that it will financials will ruin them as we get increasingly into debt. Well, $32 trillion now or so. It's even up from what it was, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah, we will be seeing a total collapse of our bureaucracy, of our infrastructure, as we go into a period of hyperinflation. Like the money that they are spending or think they have is all, it's fiat money. There's nothing backing it anymore. And we will, at the end of the day, have the land we live on, a crumbling infrastructure with all these invaders who will go around raping and pillaging because they have been brought here. They're not serving any useful purpose other than they are here to kill us. So there's no escaping this. If people think they can pretend they're having a good time by ignoring this, then their time is very limited and their days are numbered. And we could actually resolve this in a fairly civilized way if we just had each and every single person stand up to this wherever they are and whenever they face, you know, the obscenities of this system, and start holding people accountable. Go to your doctor who gave you the injection. Ask them. You know what it is. And if you didn't know, well, now you do know. And I want you to be held accountable. I mean, we have to have the courage to confront those who are doing this to us, because if we don't, we will go down without having even resisted. And that's the most shameful way to go down, is not even having resisted.
Yeah, Al, have you seen – this is the thing. We can tell people to do individual things in terms of physical, right? We're trying to link it all together. Physically, you got to avoid sugar, use stevia. You got to avoid the processed seeds oils. Use a little bit of olive oil or use coconut oil, right? Okay, you can do that. Financially, you got to get into – if you don't believe in crypto, then get yourself some gold, land, guns, ammo, things that's solid. If you do, then get some Bitcoin and the two or three others I've recommended. But – that's personal, but on this larger level, we're being beset by an organized group of people, and there has to be an organized fight back. And they're so advanced that they've learned how to identify people before they form a group. But just to say on the fake vaccine front, if you look at it's impossible not to overstate the financial incentive these people had to lie that people had this thing, whatever it is, and they got reimbursed at a absolutely astronomical level if you've seen any of the charts. So, and the fact that if they try to go outside the system and just say, hey, you just need to get ivermectin, they can be pretty much locked out of any kind of reimbursement. So the monopolization of medicine is it's always under the guise of standards and professionalism. They lock everybody into one system that no one's allowed to depart from. Well, then that's what enables them to pull off scams like this. And then, of course, you've got the media that's monopolized, and it only puts forward one point of view. And then we saw all that. We knew all that because we could see it every day and lived it for years. But then it's all revealed in Twitter, and what happens? They don't cover it at all, just like Hunter Biden's laptop and the crimes they're committing over in Ukraine and the laundering the money. They don't cover it. So the media is absolutely at war with us, and we know who owns it. But it's there has to be, I think, just a military fighting back. I don't see anything short of that. You can write letters or talk to people or vote or whatever, but I mean, they've just shown, even in the latest, even system candidates are screwed by stolen elections, which they can do technically electronically, and they can also do through, you know, the ballot stuffing. Essentially, they just put the election on halt in the middle of the night, and then it shows up and they've jiggered it so their person wins. And they've now not only done that in the USA, and they did that in Arizona, they're doing that in Brazil now apparently too. So leftism is a global thing, and whatever technique works, it soon ends up seeing it around the world. Monica, yeah, are you there?
I am. Thanks. I've been really listening with great, great interest and nodding my head vigorously at all the stuff you guys have talked about so far. And yeah, it does look very, very difficult and dark. And, you know, they always do want us to feel hopeless. And so that could be the resulting thing. But of course, we always have to guard against that, and there are things that we can do. I mean, the very fact that they are still censoring like crazy, that always gives me a lot of hope, because they are scared, very afraid of the masses waking up. And of course, many of the people in the masses have been jabbed, so that is extremely unfortunate. Because like Alfred says, it's a bit of a time delay, but they won't do well. Yeah, I hear an echo. Yeah. Am I okay here?
Yeah, you're fine. You sound
okay. Anyway, but one thing that I these days I'm just trying to reiterate this again and again, is one of the things that our people can do, and if there are some young people out there listening, have families. You know, get like that is, it's something that they have since generations always gotten us to have less children with fear, right? When I was young, it was the nuclear annihilation threat. And so people thought, oh, do I really want to put babies into this world? And of course, they also hammered us with the overpopulation thing, but only white countries, you know, they didn't hammer the people in other countries, dark countries, Africa and whatnot. I mean, they can have 8 or 10 children. That's just fine. And then they would justify that that's okay by saying things like, well, they don't use as many resources. Meanwhile, they push them all into our countries where they're going to use more resources, right? But yeah. So yeah. Have children, and like all those things you said, Alex, about, you know, food and yeah, we should be knowing who your local farmer is and getting busy with building those relationships if you can't grow food yourself, but that's of course good too. And get armed up. Like we have to form enclaves, and our people have to, you know, I mean, the system is breaking down, like Alfred says, and so we have to build parallel structures. And this is going to involve a different form of trading mechanism, whether it's barter or we create our own money. I mean, there have been many, many towns that have done that just at a very small level over the decades, even just that I've heard of in my lifetime. There have been towns that have their own currency. They can do that. We can do that. So those kind of things can be done. And I was going to say something else. I just lost my train of thought, but that's okay. jump in and I'll
well, they, gain the, that. The ultimate slavery is they are reducing what you eat, but then getting you in the digital dollar would combine with a social credit score. We keep harping on this. People don't want to think about it, but they're already running trials on this. And when they're able to know everything you do and control every dollar, I mean, you are completely enslaved to this. So, yeah, there has to be some counter response. And if it's not crypto, then some kind of script like Monica is talking about is the people will, yeah, go back to barter or just simply make up their own money in order to be able to perform private transactions. Jews yeah. have a real totalitarian bent. They just hate anybody. Like I've said, they see any two white men talking without them listening as a conspiracy. And this is not a theory. This is how they actually are. They are, I totally believe from knowing them and being around, they are genetically like 100 times more paranoid. They are the exact opposite of like Aryan German types. They do not trust anyone. They're not even really themselves. They don't want anything going on. That's why they're constantly, another thing I just thought of, Biden revived that, I don't know what the name of the program is. It's some Department of Housing thing where they're going to increasingly inject more blacks into Obama tried to do it and maybe did it a little. And then it was canceled by Trump. He's reviving that to stick these more and more coloreds into white areas. And, you know, there was even already an article for some Jew basically laughing with bloodlust about, haha, we're going to destroy your de facto segregated white community. You have to pay for your destroyers being brought into your own neighborhood. This is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, I'll just comment on that, Alex. Isn't it interesting how they are 24/7 criticizing white people because we're so bad, we're so yeah. evil, we're so racist, we're so this, we're so that, and yet they all want to come live with us. Now, why is that? You know,
yeah, so, they're lying. They know they're lying, and they yeah. hate us. Sobran said it. Basically, the basic problem is they recognize we're superior, and the hatred of the superior will never go away. They're not going to suddenly develop character. They're going to laugh and celebrate as they continually dispossess, and you know, people who want to work in the corporate world. Oh, now you got DEI. You know, diversity and whatever it is, and equality. They've moved from wanting legal equality, right? So they just wanted to prove themselves. Now they want equity. That means they want the same amount of goods as every white has, which in practice means more. So if you're even going to want to work and make yourself rich, well, anytime you get ahead of them by working harder, well, that's proof of racism, and you're going to have to double and triple what you earn to pay for them.
Yeah, and I will just add something, and I did get my train of thought back what I wanted to say, and this segues to what you were just saying about they hate us, but we have to remember who it is that incites those hatreds, and you know, we are in a war, and the biggest thing that is extremely important for us to do is to name our enemy. Because if you're in a war and you don't even know who you're fighting or who it is that is trying to destroy you, then you have zero chance of winning that war. And so that yes. is the Jew. So the international Jew. So they have incited racial tensions. They have really worked hard at creating this hatred of all other by all other races of our race, and yet they always tell us it's the opposite. We're the only ones who are by definition, you know, white people are the only ones who can be racist. I mean, it was Israel Cohen who said, and this is on the Congressional Record, a racial program for the 20th century, 1912. So that's 111 years ago, and this can be found in the Congressional Record. Quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory while inflaming the Negro minority against the whites. We will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation yes. of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause, end quote. And isn't that exactly what they have done?
Yes, that's exactly what they've done. They took over academia, they took over the media, and that allows them to sponsor and promote their own lies, and no one, even people with PhDs, is allowed to go against them. And even if they somehow self-publish a book, it's banned from being sold on Amazon. That is exactly what they've done. They know. Jews are completely aware of the racial truth. But the point for us listening is Jews must be seen as a biological phenomenon. This is not a mere political problem. It's species doing battle. And the way Jews do battle is, you know, that's as fair as anything. Nature has no rules. It just species struggle and one of them defeats the other. And it's basically a genocide. They drive them out of their space. And that's what they're doing is a racial biological attack on our species. And we are different species. They don't use that word. Even the word race is a euphemism, is the truth.
But I'm glad you brought that up, Alex. It's a biological problem, and you have to see everything through that lens, for what it is. It's a biological problem, and a biological problem needs a biological response or a biological solution, and that's exactly what's going to happen. They can, if I just see what's happening, for example, in the UK, you know, in Ireland or Scotland and so forth, they are filling up these 4- and 5-star hotels with Negroes, surplus Negroes from Africa, and Arabs and whatnot, and all these people, and while the native people like the English are out on the street freezing to death, these invaders are being put up in luxury hotels, and I mean this is it doesn't get any more grotesque than that, and the only what always goes through my mind when I see that happening is I say, well, I hope they enjoy their short stay, because very soon they will be all chased down and hunted down, and they'll either have to run very fast or they will be killed. That's the biological response that's coming. And I also want to remind the listeners that to think that that by working together with the Jew, he's going to say thank you. I'll tell you how the Jew said thank you to the Americans for helping to bomb the shit out of Germany for resisting the Jew world order. They did a little 9/11, and now they're flooding your country with all the surplus dark-skinned people on that this planet has to offer. And the same goes for the England. Yeah, the same goes for England. I mean, that's the gratitude they get is, the Jews don't say, well, thanks for defeating those evil Nazis. But they just they say, what worked against the Germans, this black propaganda is now expanded to encompass the entire white race. So the old East-West Iron Curtain divide has now been moved to a divide between the white race and all the others, and we are the ones to be exterminated now. And the line of code in the code of conduct called religion, the Jewish religion, it's not a religion, it's a code of conduct for psychopathic monsters. And it says the best of the goyim deserve to be slaughtered. It used to be the Germans, thank you Jews for calling us the best of the goyim, but it's actually the entire white race. And you have to also see these wars that we had as a divide and conquer strategy. So the British or the Anglo-Saxons were just the lucky ones that were sort of in bed with the Jew for that phase of the operation, and the Germans stood up to it and almost were able to deal with it, but not quite. And then now they use the last 80 years to have us all, to break us down in our with our morals and have us confused about our genders, while slowly bringing in ever more invaders. And now it's an avalanche of invaders. And so this is now the final battle, Europe's last battle, one could say, over to you.
Yeah, that's true. Right before I was kicked off of Twitter, and basically everyone of our ilk has been kicked off there again. All that you were saying was going on in Ireland. They started, and I don't know if you mentioned Ireland or England, but exactly the same thing. They're bringing in these third worlders and stuffing them into even like luxury hotels over there. And the Irish don't want them. And it's going to have to come to an overt battle or we will be wiped out. And they will have this new class of people just presiding over. They'll depopulate it down to 500 million muds. So it is a racial battle that our generation is called on to fight. And we are being attacked right now. We haven't really truly fought back, but this is the – we have to emphasize – when we say it's biological, you might say as opposed to what? Because you're trained to think, oh, it's political. I got to vote for Republican or vote for the right wing or the left wing. No, these are part of the same system. They have the same funders and they promote the same agenda. To understand politics, look at what they all agree on, right? Both parties in every nation agree racism is bad. Well, no, racism is a Jewish bad name for something that's not only good, it's absolutely vital to you, your success, and the success of your entire bloodline, right?
Thank you. You know,
brilliant.
Yeah, very brilliant. Yeah, to think that the money that they are using to bring in these mud people and financing their stay at these hotels is money, for example, that they get from creating vaccines, so-called vaccines that they're injecting us with. They have made billions and billions to poison us at the same time as they bring in these mud people who are not injected. And we will see in the coming years, in the near future, that there will be masses of our people just dying away with these. They won't even be able to think properly because these vaccines are attacking their nervous system, their brains, their everything. These mud people come in, but these mud people cannot take over our civilization. They can only destroy it. They are destroying it. So it is our holy obligation, even for the sake of the other races, to stand up to the plate and do what needs to be done to get this thing resolved. And the first thing is always to not to let a single one of these nonsensical insults, come near you. Like if they start talking about racism or this or that, just laugh it off. It's all nonsense.
They're appealing to they're trying to effeminize men, and the sperm count has lowered greatly over the decades. I wanted to tell you, talking about the vaccine, I just read two very significant things I had not seen before. One is that, like, men who have that vaccine, there was something about it's getting in the sperm, and if they're having sex with their wife and having kids, there can be a problem there. I'm going to look for more of that. This is the first time I've seen that, because they already know it's in the ovaries, and they lied that it stayed in the shoulder, but it goes to all the organs of the body and even into the brain. But the second thing was, look at the decline in fertility, but Israel is an outlier. So I've been looking for this as like an equivalent smoking gun to the Odigo message in the 911 telling the Israelis, not necessarily all the Jews, but the Israelis, not to show up to work on 911. Well, guess what? Israel's fertility has not been affected like all these other white countries. And like Alfred said, the blacks in Africa didn't get this stuff, right? And they're already the ones who have a far higher birth rate, and they're being shipped into Europe with their 60 IQ. What do you think is going to happen? What's intended to happen? All this stuff is intentional. So you're encouraged to, oh, biology isn't real. What matters is, and the other part of that is not just the other alt bad fake explanations are political or spiritual. Oh, we're fighting the synagogue of Satan, and we're fighting not against men, but against powers and principalities of the air. This is all Christian religious mumbo jumbo that goes back to the Jew, and as part of his biological attack on us is creating isms. It's very unfortunate it's not called Christianism, so that we could make the parallel in average people's minds to communism, which he knows is bad. That's what it is. It's a defective belief system that makes you, at best, not value your race, which it might not be obvious to you why that's an attack on your race, but look at the circumstances. In the right circumstances, you go to church, they're never going to tell you your race is valuable because it isn't to a Christian. Christianity is for all men, and all that matters is you're part of Team Jesus. So all this plays together. What we are, that's why the reason this is called Team White is because it's for people who value their own race, want to protect and preserve it, and create the circumstances in which each one of us and all our people can best flourish, and that's in a white-only nation. It has nothing to do with any politics or any spiritual stuff. This is our preference, what we want, what we demand. And the alternative is already on tap in South Africa, and you literally can't even keep the lights on. And if you go off on your own like they did in Iranian and build a successful little town, they get angry and they want to destroy it. They're mad at you. So they're never going to stop hating us. Now, Monica is also right. Racial divisions are natural. Racial tensions are natural. Racial battles are natural. But we could, if we had enough room, we whites know how to acknowledge that reality and work around it with Jim Crow. It's not ideal, but it still sort of works. Or apartheid in South Africa. What the Jews have done is create a very large government, and then they stick these blacks into white areas deliberately in order to lower our standard of life and make us afraid, confused, hurt, damaged, physically destroyed. There was just a girl down in Louisiana who was raped, and some guys, like two or three of them were black. One might have been white, or maybe not. Maybe he was mixed. I don't know. They fed her a bunch of drinks. One of them apparently raped her. It's alleged, at least. And then they threw her out in the rain in the I think it was rainy, and she got run over by a car and killed. Really beautiful girl. Now, you know, maybe she shouldn't have been mixing with these at all. But then again, this is the kind of garbage you get endlessly. They're not even prosecuting crime anymore in America, unless it's political crime, like the January 6th. And I'm talking too much and telling you too many different things, but they're all related when they all push in the same a long train of usurpations, what Jefferson said, right? When it all pushes in the same direction over time, it's very easy to identify where the problem is coming from. And we are here to tell you what the solution is. And that's whites working together. And maybe we can only do it in individuals, grow a big family and work with other tight families who understand this. And eventually we will come out of this mess stronger, and we'll never make the mistake again of tolerating any Jews or any coloreds among us. That's what it has to end in. Anything else going to be pure third world?
Yeah, it's interesting what you're saying. Like, it all ties together. It really does, all tie
Absolutely
together.
Does.
And I'll tell you, I've a lot of, like, my own awakening. I mean, I used to be a complete zombie myself until about 10 years after 9/11. Then I started waking up just to 9/11, and I really notice. I always look at myself and how my own attitudes towards things are changing. And I notice now that I have a completely different emotional response when I see people on our streets that I know do not belong here. And I feel this intense. I know that this is a battle coming up, and these people will not continue to live in our territory. I know it. I feel it because I can feel the rage building in myself, and I'm not alone in that. Anybody who comes out of this deep contaminated state will have a completely different attitude and outlook to everything that they see that's going on around us. And then our instincts will lead us to do what needs to be done to get this resolved. We did not create the civilization that has enabled us to become so complacent and lazy. We did not achieve that by being in a dumbed down condition like we are now. It's sort of like an Olympic runner. If you break both of his legs the day before the Olympic event, then he will not be able to run at all. And you'll say, what a useless low performer that is. But it's only because he's in a degraded condition, degraded state. And we, as long as we believe in such utter nonsense like the Holocaust with 6 million gassed Jews. I mean, that is so pathetic. Yeah. The Negroes coming into our countries laugh at us secretly for believing such utter nonsense. And yet there are grown people in our civilization, white people, who still believe such nonsense. And that is sort of a threshold that if they have got to overcome that. And then we'll see how they respond to the Jew problem once they understand how long they were led to be total fools, idiots, taken for total fools, being fed such nonsense. I mean, I can't even hold myself back when somebody tells me, oh, well, the Holocaust. I say, oh, my God, this is 2023. Haven't you figured that out? Everyone is figuring it out. Don't you be the last person to figure it out. You know, I mean, this is how we have to deal with these people. Just like people now who have not figured out that these vaccines are bioweapons designed to kill you. Even the tests, the cotton swab, they stick up your nose. Even that is part of this bioweapon attack. Those things, they've done tests on these things. They are all totally contaminated with carcinogenic, deadly stuff, you know. So this entire agenda about corona COVID is in a purely a biological bioweapon attack against us.
Yeah, and then I'm really afraid because they understand. I mean, I hate the BS term hesitancy. Like, we haven't made up our minds our minds are a lot stronger than the people who accepted this shot. And it's fake vaccine. It's rat poison rejection is what it is. It's not vaccine hesitancy like I'm some fucking five-year-old that needs to be, you know, oh, he's just not quite sure. But, you know, we're working with him until he comes along. I can't stand it. They're utterly trying to emasculate and demasculinize. I'm telling you, they won't stop. They know there's people like us out there. And so I don't think that just by rejecting this, I'm telling you, if you are going to have even sex with someone who's been vaccinated, I don't care what sex you are, I suspect – I can't prove. I don't claim shit I can't – stuff I can't prove. I suspect that might cause a problem. But we know because he said it. Bill Gates has said they're going to try to stick this stuff in food. Or he said, well, that's one way you could get around vaccine hesitancy is just stick it into food or plants or other things.
So, there's a reason Bill Gates bought up so much farmland in the States. He did. He bought up and lots of farmland, didn't he?
He did, and like I said, I mean, they drive off all these Dutch cattle farmers, and they claim, oh, there's global warming. We got to reduce. You can't have nitrate fertilizer, and so we can't – I mean, they're going to send us back to living in caves if they can. And what's he going to do with all that? What was all that farmland?
When they claim to buy something, what has actually happened? Think about it. Somewhere there's a piece of paper with lots of toner that say that that belongs to him. No, when you know, even in the old biblical stories, even though that's, you know, a lot of that is just a Jew narrative kind of thing, but there's a lot of good warnings in the old Bible stories. For example, you know, when the traitor, when he gets hung for his treason in the end, the silver coins that he got for being traitor, the treasonous, they fall out of his hand when the noose gets tight around his neck. You know, he reaches the end of the noose kind of thing. Then he loses that money too. What's Bill Gates going to do with, you know, owning half of the Ukraine or half of the USA or something like that? At the end of the day, we will take back everything that has been stolen from us, you know, and either we do it or we don't, or we die.
We have to refound our nations on a racial basis. And Hitler was basically I've explained this before. I'm going to do it again really quickly, just so people understand the Jews' point of view. The Jew sees all whites. Whites are like a seedbed for Hitler's because whites prefer order to disorder. Jewish fake academics called that in a famous pseudo study in the mid-century, last century, the Frankfurt School. Literally, people who were kicked out of Germany called it the authoritarian personality. And that's like another dirty word for our basic character of preferring order to disorder and all the ramifications of that. We don't like all of us and you listening, when you see all this crime, oh, there's 50 shootings in Chicago over a weekend, and we know it's all blacks, but you can't say that in any major, you can't blame them for what they're doing in any major media. And if you tried to talk about it, you'd be fired. This is not an acceptable situation where we are being absolutely slaughtered and silenced in our own lands, in the civilization our people built. That's not acceptable. And the cause of it, it's not liberals. It's not X, Y, and Z. It's Jews doing this to us because we are white. They hate us because they fear us because we create people who are able to see what they're doing and fight back. And they want people to have IQ under 100. They want them to be excitable, stupid, essentially discolored. That's why they promote race mixing so strongly on TV. The Christian won't tell you that. The Christian will sometimes criticize, oh, they're promoting homosexuality or transsexualism. He will never talk about them promoting miscegenation, and they promote race mixing more strongly even than homosexuality. And the reason is because they know that biology and race matter more than that other stuff. And if they destroy the genetic basis of the white race, they've won.
Alex?
So, yeah.
There's just... there are two things that I came across in the USA that I thought were absolutely bizarre. Did you see that story of that young child, the 6-year-old kid that went and shot that beautiful white teacher?
Yeah.
And did you
see – it was out of Newport News, Virginia, which is I think it's pretty heavily black. It's also kind of a military area. I'm not really familiar, but I know those. And I guessed it was black, and of course they were hiding it. They wouldn't say it.
Alex?
And even a couple blacks went, oh, that's – see, if that was a black kid shooting, they assumed it was a white kid, and it wasn't, of course. Anyone could have guessed that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Alex, somebody sent me a picture among the group of people that I chat to in the USA. They sent me a picture of the little black kid. It is a black child. And the other thing that the child said was the child said that he didn't just want to shoot the teacher. He wanted to set her on fire. He wanted to burn her to death and watch. That's what the kid said. Yeah. And they're not telling you it's a black child. And I've not seen any details of the parents, because the parents – what I was thinking, Alex, is that –
you're assuming there's parents. There's probably one parent. Are there two?
There was –
No, I don't know. I've not seen any more. They did a few articles in the Daily Mail. My basic thing for going for news is the Daily Mail. It's totally leftist for a number of reasons, but they still have a billion pictures, and they are constantly updating. They have people all over the world, so it is a good news source. But, of course, you understand the biases, and you know the Semitic shell that it's all produced in. But, yeah, they absolutely covered up that kid's race.
Well, the thing I wanted to say is – Why is such a small black child going with that kind of thinking? And the only thing that makes sense to me is that must be what that black child is hearing at home and among other blacks. Because he's sure. determined to go and kill her and set her on fire and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's another story that somebody sent me from the USA that was literally unbelievable, was there's a white woman whose mother was killed by a black guy. So the black guy gets caught, the black guy goes to jail. And
yeah, this is a couple years old. I know what you're saying. And he got out and the mother forgave him
and cozied
up to him and he killed her too.
Yes.
So.
That's
some people
insane.
Just won't learn the easy way, so they learn the hard way. I want to make a direct statement to young women. Why did you go into elementary school teaching? Oh, I just love kids. A, that's not a qualification for teaching. B, if you love kids, get married and have a whole bunch of kids. All right? Don't go in there thinking, as both these examples that Jan has brought up, they think that they can change them. You can't change them. IQ is a real thing. Intellectual limitations are a real thing. Why are you wasting your life trying to turn these nasty little blacks, these feral little animals who want to burn you and shoot you, and so many people are ex-liberals because of precisely that experience that they've tried to teach in the quote-unquote inner city, like cities or neighborhoods are bad rather than people or near people. No, it's people who are bad. Don't think you can change them. They will change you.
I'll add something to your racial outline there. There's a lot more than just the IQ differences. Studies, lots of studies have been done, but of course those people who try to teach about these studies, they get vilified just like Holocaust deniers get vilified in our society. But nonetheless, many studies have been done on racial differences. So for example, among blacks, they have a much lower impulse control. They have a higher sex drive. I guess they have different levels of hormones in their blood. They also become fertile at a younger age, much younger age than whites do. And also there's a difference. There's sort of the three broad racial groups. So the Caucasians, the whites, and then the
they're racial. They're different races. They're different species of animal. And
yeah,
see,
definitely.
Look, Monica, we're now at the point where they don't even teach the biological differences between literally men and women, races.
And
but
yet,
all, this
and yet
is why you have to teach you listening to this have to teach your kids literally that men and women are not the same thing, because a public school will teach them the reverse. And guess what? If you withdraw to the wilds of Montana to homeschool like this, you still got to pay the goddamn taxes to support this lying transsexual crap in the public schools.
Yeah.
That's how deadly serious this is. These poor people regret. They're now a huge class of people who regret because they weren't protected by their elders that they thought they could change their sex. This is the most utter insanity the world has ever
seen. And not only that, Alex, if you try to give some sensible counseling to that child that like, no, you're in the right body and on and on, then you go to jail for having given them counseling to just reassure them. No, everything is fine. This is just, you know, there's somebody's trying to tell you these things that really you're okay just the way you are. But then you go to jail for that. You are criminalized for that if you dare.
I know they criminalize that in California. Like people would say, like,
and
look,
in Canada, it's called conversion therapy.
Yeah.
Is that for gays or is that also for trannies too? Because
this is a real thing. This is a real thing, and they call it conversion therapy. But this is important because that word, again, is reversed from what you would think. Because when I first heard that word, I thought, oh, like, conversion therapy is illegal. So I thought, oh, well, that's good, because to convert somebody into something that they are not, yeah, that should be illegal. That's what they're doing in the schools right now. But no, it's the opposite, folks. Yep. It's the opposite. If you were to give that child counseling to say, no, don't listen to any of that stuff about, oh, you know, you want to get rid of your penis if you have a penis and you're not really a boy, you're actually a girl, you're in the wrong body, blah, blah, blah. No, you're the one who is doing the conversion therapy, and that's illegal. So it's the opposite. Again, the language is so confusing on purpose. But this is a thing in Canada.
Another example where the things are completely reversed in a very criminal way is there are some doctors here, I know in Germany, actually, and probably in every country, that had given people a certificate that they have respiratory problems and cannot wear the mask. And they had also given them deliberately a saline solution, like a placebo instead of the actual vaccine. And, you know, and then it got exposed because somebody, you know, was talking too much or something, got exposed. And these doctors, after having saved the lives of all these people, basically get thrown in jail. So that, in other words, the Jew has set this matrix up so that if you deviate from the path that leads you to the slaughterhouse, if you do anything to help someone escape that path leading to the slaughterhouse, then you will be punished. So this is where we're at. This is now our holy moral obligation to understand what's going on here and do whatever we can about it and talk to everybody, get everybody informed, and face these people down and do whatever it takes to get the job done. That's where we are. This is the biological aspect of it that Alex had mentioned before. This is a biological thing. That's exactly what it is. It's a biological thing.
And we encourage everybody listening to this, protect your health. Okay, by eating the right thing and exercising and lifting weights, particularly as you get older, so your bones don't lose their concentration and their power. And people tend to die of frailty when they're older, and that's what that means. You got to lift weights and be strong. You've got to personally prepare yourself. Take the knowledge you learn here and other places. We have all kinds of daily social media and daily digest that you can learn. You can get up to speed on every front in this total broad amplified racial war. I'm remembering a banner from El Salvador in the 80s. It's communist. See, all this is related. The feminism, the trannyism, the war in Ukraine, the fiat money, the fake vaccine. This is all part of a broad racial war on whites conducted by Jews. Okay. And each one of those, you can go into an infinite detail, but that's the bottom line for you listening. So you got to protect yourself personally and protect your family, and then join with others, and we have to fight back, as Alfred is saying, and we will defeat them. That's the entire point of the show. It's not to entertain or just talk about. Politics is not funny. It's deadly serious stuff, and biology is at the bottom of it.
And another point where our enemies are exposing themselves is they use they say to us, when we say something about the truth, they say, oh, that's incitement to hatred. And these are only words, but words lead to action. And then before we were talking about that little boy, that little kid who shot his teacher or something like that. Well, our enemies, the Jews are teaching the dark people that we are evil and we are, you know, holding them down. And so they use the threat.
Opposite of the truth.
If the opposite of the truth. You see, so they're basically setting up the matrix so that the Jews do not fight their own wars. They get other people to do it for them, and that's exactly what's happening now. They got other people to kill the Germans in what we call World War I and World War II. They didn't do it themselves. They got other people to do it, and they are doing it now too. They're expanding. They're now the model that those to be exterminated are the remains of the white race, and they're getting other people to do it for them.
Well, yeah.
But the Jews will dive in there and take the spoils and think they can. That's the world of their own that they always talk about that they want, is by just killing everybody. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah, they want a global revolution, either Trotskyites, the permanent global revolution run by this small ring of Jews. And the reason they want to destroy Russia is that basically he's saying, no, we want to – now, he's not a white nationalist by any means. He talks against Nazis. He talks against colonialism. He's for CBDCs, and he has promoted the vaccine. So there's lots of bad things about Putin. But there's good things too, and the good things are that he says, no, we are not going to tell little children they can change their sex. No, we are not going to do away with Russian culture. No, we are not going to accept homosexuality as equal. We are not going to accept non-Russian culture as equal to Russian culture. And yeah, we are going to physically fight you over that. You put forward Minsk, which was what we wanted, which was a neutral Ukraine. Now Angela Merkel admits that was a big lie to save time to prepare all the defenses that make it so hard to root the Ukrainians out and resulted in all these dead. But Russia has a far superior forces and has killed it like a ratio of about 8-1. Russia's only lost 16 to 25,000. But throw those on there. So right there, you got as many Jews as were actually died in World War II have already been died between Russia and Ukraine. They've in one freaking year, not to mention all the damaged ones, right? Because there was only ever about 100 to 200,000 Jews who died. It was no Holocaust. Holocaust was our people who died in the tens of millions in Ukraine. How ironic is that? How disgusting that they would allow themselves to be used to fight for this perversion Jews call culture when they inflict it on white areas, that white men would die for that when they have the example of World War II in the background. It's absolutely absurd, but all we can do is tell you don't join them to fight to spread trannyism and homosexuality, destroy the family and this horrible feminism, spread that into Russia. He's saying we're going to fight back and they're going to win. This is the great part. They have the technical ability to win, and they don't realize in the West you've been lied to. If you ever wonder how Hitler was treated, go read the Daily Mail day after day and read what they say about Putin. It's the same thing. In fact, it's absolute black and white lying. They refuse to admit reality. They flip it on its head. Russia is winning the war and is going to win, and there's nothing the USA can do about it. But what they might try to do, and this is where it plays into you listening, you have to keep your kids away from this. The Ukrainians are wiped out essentially as a force. Now what they have is some Poles. They have foreign mercenaries. They're actually going into places and grabbing teens to try to gang press them into the army. And they're just meat fire. They're getting ground up because the Russians are very careful not to lose people, to lose as few as they can. They tried to resolve it by going in with a comparative handful of people. And then they saw, and he was wrong about that. He thought that would bring the Ukraine to the table, but it didn't, because the Ukraine is the Jews and the USA are the ones actually operating this. So now he went back in with a much larger amount. He has hundreds of thousands all the way around it. They can do a winter or spring offensive whenever they want. But right now they're just, they've got the Ukrainians wrapped up in a cauldron in Bakhmut, and they're just killing them, three figures a day. They are going to win. So understand, the question goes, what are the neocons in the USA, these, you know, 20, 30 Jews in New York City and Washington, D.C., are they going to try to do a draft of the U.S. when it becomes clear that that their side is going to lose and they won't have their revolution? They want to do a color revolution in Russia, take it over, then use Russia, just as they used Ukraine as the basis to destroy Russia. They want to use Ukraine and Russia. Russia is as the basis for destroying China and gain control of the entire world. And all of these terrible policies we've been talking about through this whole show, they want to inflict that on the masses and whittle them down and discolor them until there's maybe 500 million coloreds left who can serve as their slaves and they reign for all time. These are the actual stakes. If you think politics is any kind of entertainment or voting has anything, it has nothing to do with the reality. It's a biological racial war, and we are the white ones. And if you're listening to this, you're on our side. We have to fight back, and we have to defeat them. And it's a very good sign that Russia is defeating them, even though it's not directly. It is directly taking on the Jews who are operating Ukraine, but Russia itself is far from perfect. But it's something anyway. Well,
I know that Russia is now seeing itself as being the sort of a holy beacon of light to defeat this satanic Western world kind of thing, and they're right spot on with that. I mean, like you said before, that Putin isn't perfect either. He's still surrounded by a lot of Jews, and he still talks about the great battle against the evil Nazis and so forth. But there, I've also seen a video of some must have been a bunch of Russian generals or something, and they were acknowledging or admitting the fact that they had all been deceived in all their politics so far. They had also been deceived by their Bolshevik, they're coming to terms with their Bolshevik history.
That's interesting. Who are these people saying that?
I don't know exactly who they were, but they look like a bunch
Russians?
Of
the Russians.
Yeah, they're Russian. They're Russian. Like look like a bunch of Russian generals or something. Like a very. I saw this. I can't remember exactly. Recently.
We encourage people to read the actual transcripts of Putin's speech, and you will see someone who is very serious and who is
respectful
and intelligent and, frankly, impressive. And also, if you want to know the war, follow Douglas MacArthur. He does all kinds of video clips on YouTube. He and Scott Ritter, and there's actually a black guy called – I forget the – Garland Nixon, who will have Ritter on, who are the three of the best commentators. But Douglas McGregor is absolutely the best. He's a former American military guy, and he has the best information on the technical part of the war. But yeah, the thing is it's presented as a cultural struggle to the extent he articulates it and chooses to frame it. But he's saying, no, we're not going to allow our kids to be made into trannies like you sickos are doing in the West. Now, whether he perceives himself fighting against Jews, there's a lot of Putin Jew connections, but it's still, that's the best we've got out there right now for anyone with any actual power. So
another sort of interesting thing was what the things we hear coming out of Poland. Poland seems to be very much in the similar playing a very similar role to what they played before the outbreak of what we call World War II, where on the one side the Poles are now drooling and frothing at the mouth with the idea of taking over those parts of the Ukraine, that's bordering on by Poland, and at the same time they're trying to extort huge sums of money out of Germany for alleged crimes or whatever things out of World War II. So the Poles seem to be thinking this is a party for them to become great Poland or something.
Poland's very tied to the USA, and they've already lost thousands of troops there. So hopefully the Polish people are going to wake up and say, do we really want to get into a world war with Russia? Because the neocons will absolutely use them if they can.
And plus, the Poles are being extremely unfair to both Russia and to Germany. They're sort of they're losing any kind of they've played out all their sympathies, and their behavior is, I can only call it bad, greedy behavior right now.
Yeah, well, they think they know they're backed by the USA, so they're feeling their oats, but all it's going to result in is a bunch of Poles getting killed. Poland is still, it's a Catholic country, but it's a white country. They're almost all whites. Even literally, I've said this before, I've seen media feeds. Their actual advertising is like it's all white people. They don't. But whereas if you watch any kind of media feed from Britain, Britain is exactly. I've literally seen Britain using like recycling for British audience or sort of mutatis mutandis thing. They're doing the exact same type of ad that was running on ESPN, American Sports Channel, maybe 15 years ago. They're doing it in Britain now. They're all multicultural, even though minorities are a tiny part of Britain. Poland is the one area where I've ever seen like all white normal advertising where the males aren't depicted as, of course, I don't speak Polish. And there were no subtitles, but you could see it was just whites acting normally in the advertising. I've never seen that anywhere. So the Jews are trying to get their hooks into the mass media in Poland so they can run all the diversity and homosexual programming they do everywhere else. But they haven't done that yet. But that doesn't mean Poland is any kind of great thing. They have historical enmity toward Germany and Russia, and they think they, because they have USA backing, they can act wrongly and obnoxiously, as Alfred is saying. But they're gonna find out. There's just gonna be a massive tens of thousands of Poles dead if they get much farther involved messing with Russia. So hopefully they will think more of it if the media start reporting on all the actual corpses, because that's what they're seeing. The Russians are monitoring the communications of the people in Ukraine. There are now a lot of sheep dips, as Scott Ritter taught me that term, which means people flying under Ukrainian colors who are just mercenaries, or they're from different nations. And so, you know, giving them a bunch of tanks that they don't really know how to operate, that require months of training to master, and you have to have people fix them all the time. The Russians have a system where they have essentially drones overhead constantly interacting with their artillery, and anything that comes under their cloud of their coverage gets destroyed. There's not really a way to fight them the way these people are. A lot of people have learned, and now they're dead, that this is not something to be messed with. And the U.S. is effectively a co-belligerent, as Germany just announced itself. They may end up with hyper – it doesn't have to be nukes. I've said that before, but it doesn't have to be nukes. It can be these hypersonic missiles, just fire a few into D.C. or New York City or any of the European capitals if they keep messing with this. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, the parasite overload that's hitting the Western world, that's our big problem, hey? Everywhere.
Could I say one thing, and then let's hear about the South Africa, the stuff Alfred was saying before about, you know, they're letting in millions of people. That's been a big story the last 6 months of Biden just letting in millions and millions of people over our southern border. There, I saw yesterday reportedly 230 million people in South America who would like to leave the nation they're in and move somewhere better. And the only one, it's in Central America, that's actually doing okay is El Salvador. I read today they basically imprisoned all kinds of gangsters. They got like 1% of their population is in jail, and the homicides went like 90% down. And that's also where Bitcoin is set up, is accepted as legal currency. So that little tiny country is kind of turning around. It's just a little bit of what could be possible. We would be living in an absolute golden age if we had only white people in an all-white nation, because all this new technology has an upside as well as the downside that they're trying to use it for as a slave technology, slave control. Remember Ted in the Shed, Ted Kaczynski, who warned about a lot of this, just died. But anyway, Jan, say what you were going to say, or let us know what's up in something totally different in South Africa.
Well, Alex, I've actually been reading a bunch of Hitler stuff this week, and I was coming across some interesting quotes. There's a fascinating quote I got from Nietzsche. Nietzsche said, "There are no people more unequal than those who desire to be equal," something like that. And that is, or those who insist on being equal, something like that. And I mean, this is well over a century ago, but it absolutely applicable to South Africa and the world right now. But I saw an interesting quote from Hitler where he was talking about, you know, where are white people going? And he basically said that it's back to the Roman Empire. That's really where we need to go back to. And Hitler was quoting that. And I'm a big fan of that. I think all whites need to get together, and we need to stick together, and we can have Roman Empire too. Because if you look at Africa, and interesting quote of yours from South America, where you're saying 250 million South Americans want to flee. Well, in Africa there's some kind of feedback here that I'm hearing. In Africa, there's half of the population of Africa actually says that they want to get out of Africa. But just remember, 60 years ago, Everybody was killing whites and trying to drive whites out of Africa and South America because they all said that they wanted independence. But independence from European empires has been a huge failure, especially in Africa. Now everybody wants to run away. And the thing that I think about a lot is European colonialism. I wish Europe could come back and we seize all of Africa, man.
Oh, I've said we should set up white should take over Africa before the Chinese take it over. Everybody should watch Africa Audio, a film made by a couple of Italian leftists back in the 60s to see right when Africa was coming out of colonialism and how absurd, what an absurd and beautiful, crazy place Africa is. Watch that movie. You'd probably still find it on YouTube. It used to be on there. There was something else I wanted to say that I saw yesterday that pertains to this. Of course, the Africans all want to move, and a lot of the Muslims want to move to Europe and live off the German taxpayer. I saw something that only literally, like, Germany is 83 million people. They're basically being floated on 12 million actual taxpayers. Now, the actual taxpayers double that, but half those people work for the government. Non-government employed, broadly construed, non-government employed Germans, 12 million of them pay for the rest of the freaking country.
Wow.
No, we are absolutely a beast of burden for the rest of the world because of our good nature. But yes. But I got to be fair to Germans. I mean, they were the ones who rose up and fought. You understand?
Well, if I may,
somehow they got to regenerate. But man, they don't have any kids. They're all aging. They all 1.1 kids or whatever. How are you going to fight when there's no men, there's no people? Well, so what Monica said, you got to have, if you want to be part of the future, you have to take the work. Don't sit around jerking off to porn or playing video games. Freaking work hard. It's something. That's the message of this. We want the future for our kind.
Well, right? all I want to say about all these so-called superpowers, America, Russia, China, etc., you'll see that all of the technology that is associated with them, that they are so great, literally 95% of it came out of Germany. It was all stuff they stole from Germans at the end of World War II, whether it's rockets, whether it's jet engines, you name it. Everybody stole from Germany.
So. Yeah. Jan, weird. There used to be something about that. I remember probably it was Pierce talking about it. They stole. Remember, Germany was like the leading thing for engineering and science.
For everything. Everything.
Yeah, yeah. And chemistry and that type. They stole all of the intellectual property of. All we ever hear is, oh, Wilhelm von Braun, and we know about NASA and the rocketry, but it was everything, their entire scientific basis, they stole all the copyrights from. Absolutely incredible.
They turn it around. I'll just interject. Even that, they turn that story around just like they invert everything, and then they accuse the Nazis of stealing art.
Yeah.
Yeah, pointless art, but the real things that matter, all the engineering, all the science, etc., was stolen by America and Russia.
It wasn't pointless art. It's just that it's another lie. They didn't steal art.
That too.
But this
that
is too. What accused the Germans of having done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were trying to get the Jews to emigrate, which was far too lenient. But as a matter of historical fact, that's what they did. The vast majority of them were gone before the war started. They were trying to get them to move to Palestine or to go to some other nation, and most of them did. You know, they went to Sweden or Spain or USA, or most of them went to Eastern Europe, you know, to Poland or to Russia or to Palestine. That's what happened to them. They all left, and then they all claimed they were Holocaust victims after the war, and they've been – Germany has been paying a staggering amount of money. They've literally been in – I would say that's fair to call that slavery. They've been enslaved ever since, and they still, you know, rebounded – magnificently. And that's how I know, like, you get rid of this Jew oppressing us, we will flourish as never before. And now we will actually understand. All this understanding of the racial stuff we've been talking about earlier today was just coming to fruition. Remember, we didn't know this hundreds of years ago. We may have sensed it because you can see that other people are different, fall into different types of categories, and they're not the same as your kind. But we were really coming to a scientific understanding of it around 1900. And then the Jews came to the USA and got complete control of the cultural apparatus, the media and the government and the publications. And all of that was killed off. And the people who knew this stuff, Monica kind of alluded to, like Lothrop Stoddard and what was the guy's name? Madison Grant. They who knew all this stuff said you couldn't get an honest word in edgewise. And they were saying about race back and Jews back in the 20s. Even so, now we've had 100 years of effective dark ages so far as racial science, but Hitler and them studied what was going on in America, studied what people in France and England had done, and applied that to policy, and Germany really did well for that period of time. If you look at the photographs, you can see, well, under a new sort of racial enlightenment where science is applied to race and nature is looked to rather than tried to be ignored, we can flourish again, and we absolutely will when the Jew is removed. And that's what we're all about. White liberation, white sovereignty, an all-white state in which whites can flourish. Don't you want your kind to flourish and your kids and your grandkids? You think they're going to flourish where they're discriminated against because of these DEI initiatives that are in every company where you can only be promoted to middle manager if you hire if your stats show that you promoted women and minorities over men? Is that the kind of world you want to live in? That's the world we're in now, and it's only going to get worse.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's so wonderful that we have Jan in South Africa, because he can tell us that where whites are only, you know, maybe 5% of the population, they still have affirmative action down there. Black economic empowerment, taxing the farmers, and we need to give the blacks the land, right? You still have BEE or whatever it's called there.
Alex, they're constantly looking at new things that they're trying to do. But I must tell you, the only thing that works in this country is the whites. If it's not for the whites, this whole country would collapse. But I must tell you, Alex, things are getting so bad, with the electricity, etc. Last year, it was really double the year before, which was double before the year before that. Well, let me tell you, this year, the electricity is going to whole new levels. They are talking, when they talk about the load shedding here and they say stage one, what it means is we've lost one gigawatt of power. Well, we've gone to stage six, which means we've lost 6 gigawatts of power. But there are whites who are in energy and they have predicted by April we'll hit stage eight. They have said that by July we'll hit stage 10 or stage 12. We're going into a whole new world that's never been seen before.
And explain what does the stage mean?
What is that? Systems breaking down?
You got to explain to people who don't know what stages means.
Don't
talk to us. Talk directly. You listening? Jan is talking directly to you. Explain what it's like to be a 5% or whatever in a black run communist state.
The stages are for the rolling blackouts, what they call load shedding. So then they say you've got load shedding stage one, load shedding stage two. But each stage is the number of gigawatts of power that's been lost. And we are heading into a whole new level. They said that stage five, when it hits stage five, we are hitting industries that have never been shut down before. So they start shutting down mines and things. We're going to be in a whole new world. And just yesterday, I was in a shop, and a white woman was talking to the black guy who was running the shop, and she was freaking out. And she was freaking out over the fact that they hadn't had water in their suburb for 2 weeks. And all of these things come from the power outages. There's all kinds of problems that are coming out. So, and I must tell you, the whites, the few whites that dare to still talk racially quietly among themselves, all of us, the only thing we ever are interested in is wouldn't it be nice if we could rule ourselves? We really wish we could rule ourselves. That's all that we think about. Nobody wants to live under black rule. It's insane. But
Jan, have you heard any more about Urania, which is the white private city, effectively, that's flourishing? Anything new about that?
I actually haven't done any further digging into that, but I will tell you, in terms of how bad things are getting, even in other neighboring black states, things are collapsing like you can't believe. In Zimbabwe, which used to be Rhodesia, the electricity there comes from Lake Kariba. When Lake Kariba was built in the 1950s, the Rhodesians were very proud that it was the world's largest man-made lake. And that lake was built for one reason mainly, and that was to provide hydroelectricity to northern and southern Rhodesia. And so when I grew up, all of our electricity came from Lake Kariba. Well, can you believe Lake Kariba is now in such bad shape that they say only 10% of the water is like usable? But in terms of electricity, listen to this. They have got 18 to 20 hours without electricity every day in Zimbabwe. So there's virtually no electricity. And the problem that's happening in all these countries, I must tell you, just as you are getting blacks flooding across the borders into your countries, believe it or not, other blacks from other parts of Africa are also coming to South Africa, while the blacks in South Africa are breeding like rabbits. And the whole thing is just getting crazier and crazier, and it's getting freaky. And do you also know that the black townships, they don't get load shedding. Don't get load shedding. The blacks also don't pay electricity. They owe billions of rands to Eskom, but their electricity is not turned off, and nothing happens to them for not paying their bills. So that is life under black rule. I could say many more things. There are many more things where you'll see how the blacks are basically parasiting off us. And we're always the criminals, as Monica said. Whites are always the hated ones. Yet everyone wants to come and live where we are. They even want to move into our suburbs, etc. So the behavior is
the opposite of the speech. They say one thing and they do another, and it's just because we can't discuss anything. And part of the reason you can't have different races living in the same country is just that you can't honestly discuss the differences, because the lower type can't handle it. Only whites are capable of a minority, in my opinion, a minority of white men are capable of objective thinking, of realizing there's anything that exists independently with reality outside of their own desires. And the rest are essentially, I would think of it as sort of female. It's just whatever I want, whatever I feel is the only real reality. And that's how the colored races are almost, maybe not Asian so much, but blacks and browns are basically how they feel is the only reality to them. So they can be conditioned to blame other people, but you can never honestly say, look, the reason for all this problem is you don't have a high enough average IQ to maintain the infrastructure of a modern civilization. Therefore, we can't have you living among us, because you'll never accept that or understand it. It's utterly absurd to bring these races together, and it destroys the whites, and then the Jewish media sees that they get the blame for it, and then the Christian morality sees that no matter what, you know, we're our brother's keeper. Even if you're not racially blaming whites, well, we're morally responsible for stewarding and developing these blacks. And let me give you another example. This the old place I used to be when I came out east. Graduating college, went to work at the American Spectator. One of the guys who came in, I never knew him, but right after me, it was a big Catholic shop. They were almost all Catholics except me and maybe one other person, George Neumeier. And you probably never heard that name, but he wrote a lot for the Spectator. He became a big name in the Catholic circles. Guess what happened to him? He died over in Nigeria working on books and helping spread Christianity over there. He died of malaria. So this is conservatism. They don't want to write about race or criticize Jews or blacks. They want to spread the message of Jesus everywhere. And I wrote today, granted, I was trying to make a line. I won't hide it. I said, if they who worship a Jew on Sunday will serve a Jew on Monday. That's my attempt at a little epigram. And I honestly believe it. Sunday school and Monday school are promoting the same thing. And we have to stand athwart that and say, no, this is part of the problem. This Christianity is not part of the solution. But anyway, okay, so South Africa sounds like business as usual. And I got to say, I constantly check the news to find out if there's something new in Iranian. I got a news alert, and I Google it because it's so inspiring. Like I said, I think I said last time, the leftist reporter, in spite of herself, reveals on nearly every street there was construction going on. So, all this white suffering is because of external top-down oppression, and where whites are allowed their own devices, everything is going up around them, exactly as Robert E. Lee said, 150 years ago. Anyway, leave that aside. Let's now turn to Canada. Monica, is anything new there? I mentioned the one thing I've seen is that a guy just got 2 years for writing articles for essentially for free speech, 2 years jail. What are you seeing?
Are you talking about Dr. Sears? I'm not sure who you were talking about when you.
No, I'm talking about a guy. I guess he wrote for the Daily Stormer. As Zeiger was his pen name, and his actual name is something French like Chaput or something. It was in the dailyrake.ca, which is a good, interesting site. Daily Rake guy is Timothy, I don't know how his last name is pronounced, Timothy Couch or something. And he,
yeah.
Dailyrake.ca, very good site. I linked to it a lot on Kirksville today. I copy a lot of its stuff. And he's associated with like NJP in the USA. And we know, anyway, Canada is a complete and utter tyranny. I know you know.
Yeah,
that.
I should follow the Daily Rake more often. He's a good guy. He puts out good stuff. But
Monica,
couple of
how
stories.
Do you pronounce his,
yeah, sorry.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Koish. Actually, something? Spell it for me. I've forgotten right now.
Really. I don't even know how it's spelled. It's like C. It's some weird thing. I'm not going to pronounce it. It's Timothy C. I believe is his real name.
I have to look it up. Koish, I have to maybe. Look it up. Sorry.
Okay, I thought you. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. I just don't remember. My memory is not so good.
It doesn't matter.
And I apologize to Timothy. I apologize for just.
Well, I've never heard it, and I've only seen it like once. So I literally don't remember how it's even spelled, but it's a weird name, like Koish. I couldn't figure if it was French or what it was. But
yeah,
it
I'll look it up good. In a bit here
but
if I have a
real,
chance.
Real sharp guy, dailyrake.ca. But anyway, this is terrible. This guy is going to do years in jail for nothing other. But of course, that's nothing new to any of us here being threatened or having some kind of legal, physical, jail, social bank account problem for expressing our opinion. But Canada is terrible. You've seen going on there.
Well, just a couple of little stories that have come up in the last couple of days. I mean, there's always new stuff, but this is just very recent. So, just like they are trying to dispossess us of our lands everywhere, they are really going full force on that in Canada. And in Canada, it's to it's the natives, right? So they prop up the natives 24/7 on our, our Communist Broadcast Corporation. Oh, sorry, that's the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. Anytime you turn it on, they're either telling us how bad we whiteys are, or they're propping up the native people. So the latest thing is, a few years ago, that story broke, made international headlines about how they found the mass graves of people. Well, they never did find any actual bodies. They didn't do any investigations. I've got an echo happening again. But anyway, yesterday, they uncovered new unmarked graves. This is in Williams Lake, that's central British Columbia, a small town. Well, it's not that small, actually, a small city, I would say. And there was a residential school there, and now they've uncovered new not mass graves, they call them unmarked graves. And guess how many they uncovered this time to add to the 93 that they uncovered last year at that location? 66. 66 new ones. But did they actually dig them up? No. So they've done some research with their wonderful researchers, lots of interviews, you know, maybe talk to the elders and talk about people who went missing. And then they used their ground penetrating radar, just like they did with the original news story a few years ago. And with that one, they never did follow up with actual excavations. They never did. So here you go, another, you know, creative story.
They made it up.
This is all part of the, bad whitey, we were always evil. And guess what? At the same time that they tell us these stories about these unmarked graves and how bad we always were, if ever a Native elk guy or man or woman, if they ever speak about any positive experiences that they might have had at school, like in a residential school, they are immediately shut down. And now, I don't remember the details right now, but it just so happens that I think it might have been about a year ago that somebody from Williams Lake, the same place that they've now found these new graves, quote unquote, did speak up about, it wasn't all bad. Like, they had some good experiences there.
Yeah.
And boy, was he ever just obliterated really quickly by the mainstream. They just made him out to, they just basically erased that. They demonized him and erased that and whatnot. So he wasn't allowed to speak about anything good that might have, any good experiences that somebody might have had at one of those residential schools. That is immediately erased out of our history.
Well, yeah. Okay, before you get to the second example, you got these religious schools, and whites, for religious reasons, they did the same thing U.S. or the essentially Catholics or whatever, or other religions, going out there and creating these schools deliberately to prepare them and do the, standard Catholic school stuff to help the poor little red man or brown man, like they do all over the world. And yeah, they give them some discipline and food and whatever. And then they're turned around and their thanks for that, apart from leaving the Christian ideology aside, their thanks for that is to be abused racially as whites for trying to help these people. So just like the woman down in Newport News who gets shot at by a goddamn six-year-old who wants to burn her on top of it, you get abused for trying to help them. So
yeah,
why help them, I guess?
I really like.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. What you're saying. These schools did. You don't. It's exactly like they say. Well, the Germans grabbed up Shlomo and Petra and they shipped them 1,000 miles and they fed them and they tattooed them and they. Well, if they wanted to kill them, why didn't they just shoot them? Take them out to a ravine and shoot them. It's like, well, if the Catholics wanted to kill and torture these kids, why are they feeding them and putting them up and teaching them, hiring kids to teach them and giving them? I mean, it's logic. Just goes by the when it comes to Jewish lying. So yeah
I like what you said earlier about this
hurt you. I'm not going to teach you and do this. If they were going to hurt them, they would have just hurt them. They weren't. They're in line with their ideology. They're going to raise them up to be good little respectable Indians.
Before I get to the next story, which actually I was mixed up, it's not Canadian, it's UK, but I'll get to that in a moment because it segues nicely to what you just talked about. But I did want to just say I really liked what you said earlier about that six-year-old, about he didn't just do that in a vacuum. He obviously had been primed and pumped full of these ideas from somewhere, from either his parents or people around him and other black people, that this is this hatred that came out in this little six-year-old boy. But they do hate us. Like, if you watch what some of them say about us, they despise us and want us dead, the people of other races, you know. So
let me tell you, I was in St. Louis. I may have said this before. We were many years ago in St. Louis and watching my brother. They were playing a softball game. And there was like a gang of eight or nine, 10-year-old blacks come up and just start throwing stones at everybody. You know, and finally a couple adults chased them off. But I mean, the level of they're basically wild animals.
Actually, a friend of mine, maybe you've heard of him, Eddie Miller. He does the Blood River radio show on Saturdays. He was telling us the other day about his experience growing up in Memphis. He calls it Memfrica because he grew up in a neighborhood that was pretty much 90 or 95% black. And he had to take a different route home from school every single day, or the most he could do the same route was 2 days in a row. And it was like a couple of miles. So he would find all these different routes to go home, or he would get jumped by a mob of, you know, 4 or 6 or 8, you know, teenage boys. When he was only 11 or 12 years old, they'd be, you know, that age or higher, like 16 or 18 or even 25 year old, a mob of blacks would jump him for no reason. They would just jump him because he's a little white guy, a little white boy. So, you know, he was talking about how it absolutely, he would get feeling sick an hour before school was dismissed every single day. And then within an hour of getting home, he'd start feeling better. But he always thought he had like strep throat, or he just didn't. One day it occurred to him, oh, it was stress and anxiety, yeah, because he was about to have to go find his way home without getting jumped and beat up. So this is what he grew up with. I mean, just as an example, it's just an aside, but you were talking go ahead, John.
If I may interrupt, Monica, these people, this is the problem with liberalism and Jews. As the numbers of these people grow, you will see that they won't be more friendly. They'll be nastier and nastier. They turn on you. The more strength they get. In fact, I put out a video yesterday, how to understand all humans and animals. And I can send you the link if you want to listen, because I'm using Nietzsche and will to power. And I must tell you that the way these blacks and non-whites and Jews are behaving is exactly the way that will to power works. And the moment that they feel that there is more of them than you, they will come at you and they'll get more and more nasty to you. One of my best friends here in South Africa, a German guy who's lived in Africa now for almost 40 years, my German pal says to me, that the blacks only start getting courage when they see that they outnumber you 5 or 6 to 1. Then they'll start getting courage, and then they'll think they can destroy you. And
exactly.
My German friend also says the white man is the only one who will fight when he's outnumbered. But yes, that's exactly what happens. These people are dangerous. And just because they're coming into your society and they're not a majority yet and things still seem relatively okay, don't let that fool you. The nightmare begins later. The nightmare is coming.
You know, somebody else who describes that exact scenario very, very well and understands it very well is Frank Raymond. And he is of East Indian origin. Like, he's a brown man. And he understands our white race better than most people in the white race understand our race. And he talks about that, you know, these other races may be very friendly when they first come into our lands because they are in the minority. But when they outnumber us, then, you know, their politeness changes. Yes. So anyway, the other story is about Holocaust Museum. Now, this is a story out of the UK, London, UK. And, you know, they've been debating this for years, and they want to build this Holocaust Museum right on public land, part, you know, in London City. I believe it's in London City. And now they've passed legislation that they will be spending £100 million to build this Holocaust Museum. And this is legislated now. So that's going to get rid of any obstacles that stood in their way before, because obviously this is not without controversy to use public land in the UK for a Holocaust Museum. And they just passed legislation for that. So when people say, like many people said this to me in Jasper when I was undergoing my, you know, sort of this ritual defamation part of my life after I did that very, very forbidden video, sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust, well-meaning people would say, Monica, why do you have to talk about this thing that happened so long ago? Like, we have more pressing problems now. Like, that's, in other words, they were implying that was not relevant. Now, if this thing is not relevant, why are they legislating that they have to now build this thing and they're going to take away all the obstacles? That's why they passed this law. Spend £100 million. of taxpayers' money in the UK to build this museum. So obviously those two positions do not add up. And
well,
plus remember
that guy, Jonathan Bowden and the Countercurrents and Greg Johnson and even Kevin McDonald are all, oh, just step over it. Well, you can't step over it. Like you just said, they're still building those BS museums. They're subjecting our kids to what is essentially not only historical lies, but it's intended to instill guilt and racial defamation
of
our people.
It is the linchpin lie.
It's politics. The Holocaust. Yeah, it is the linchpin lie. That's a good term.
Because when that collapses, then the people will figure out the JQ, the Jewish question, the Jewish problem. Really, we should call it the JP.
Yeah.
But because that is their religion. We were talking about religion earlier. Yeah, the Jews have a religion. It's called Holocaustianity, and that one lie, and it's a big one, underpins their whole psychology, because they throughout the ages have always said, oh, poor us, we're the persecuted people. Oh, poor innocent us, we're being persecuted, while they are doing the evil deeds of basically destroying everybody that they are parasiting off of, right? So it's always inverted and has been forevermore. It has been for thousands of years, I would argue. You know,
can
and
I
so
say
the
something
Holocaust,
at this?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Monica, this is a blessing for us that they are doing that, because it does not get any more grotesque than just as people are waking up to this jab, the death jab, the Jew shot, which is a true Holocaust, that is disaster for the whole planet. Just then they are exposing their hypocrisy and their lying by taking all this taxpayer money and building a hollow hoax museum. By the way, tomorrow is Hollow Hoax Remembrance Day, so think about your shrunken heads tomorrow.
Yeah.
The 27th of January.
No,
but yeah, this is so grotesque. And also the things that are that with the mud people thinking that they now have the numbers and they can deal with us, that maybe that's also a blessing, because if they didn't expose their true face, their true nature, then maybe we would be willing to put up with them here after we all wake up. But this is providing us with all the evidence we need to make it very clear to them that we gave them a chance, they blew it, and now they are all going back home. Because once we are awake, we are completely changed. We're a different animal. Much as a lion is a sleeping, well-fed lion is very different than a hungry, angry lion. And once we wake up, and that's exactly what's happening now, you will see the white race as an unbeatable, undefeatable power. It's a world power. And then all these people will so regret that they ever thought they could get away with that.
Yeah, I certainly think that can be the case. If we work together, we cannot be stopped.
They just need to keep on beating us. The day is going to come. The day is going to come. Alfred, whites are reaching the point and will reach the point where they cannot take it anymore. All this bullshit between Jews and blacks, between Jews on the one hand and blacks on the other, it's going to make people crazy. And one of the beautiful things that I love about what these Jews are doing is, have you noticed how words eventually will have no meaning whatsoever? That they're Jews talk, and Jews talk so much bullshit, and blacks also do the same thing, and eventually words have no meaning, and later on whites will just ignore them, and they'll run for their guns. It's going to come. It's got to come. There's no ways this can continue.
Well, they'll be, it says even in the protocols, they'll be defeated by force, not by words.
You mean like the other side will be defeated by force?
Yeah.
Is what that
we
were saying, Alex? Yeah, because they're doing a good job of defeating us with words, but
they're defeating us with words, not because they're clever or better, because they own all the high points. They're essentially shooting down into the valley, and we're just trying to duck. How are you going to win if there's five of you and they're shooting down on you?
That's why we need to know our enemy. Name our enemy. We need to know the enemy. Otherwise, there's no way we can win a war when we don't identify the enemy and don't know who the enemy is. As I don't know how many people now really understand it. Like, what's the proportion of people who are getting Jew-wise?
they're professionally misled by the right, by the conservatives, into thinking that they're fighting against Satan or they're fighting against liberals rather than, no, it's Jews who are real creatures, a real different species doing this. So in theory, you would think that the true opposition would name the Jews and fight them. But that's literally what I thought when I went out to join them in D.C. back in 88. And that was my biggest probably epiphany of my life is like, oh, they don't, they're not going to actually criticize blacks or fight Jews at all. I didn't realize that. It sounds so stupid now. But back then, the internet didn't exist. So I thought I'd come up with a new way of being a conservative. It's like, oh, no, they're just a bunch of freaking mostly Catholic cucks who are in order to keep their foundation money and keep their publications going, they've agreed that they're not going to talk about race at all. They're just going to whine about taxes and a little bit of cultural stuff. But otherwise, they're just going to be go along with dominant Jew liberalism. So now that we have the internet, we actually can know for the first time what's going on. And now we have to reconstitute a white body political head leadership to lead our people where they need to go. And if most of them, if we present this case to them, they will understand exactly what we're saying. And only a tiny minority of perverts wants this world we have now. The vast majority wants essentially what Hitler created back then or what any normal American would have seen as normal back in the 1950s. But we're not in a good position, but we have to keep spreading these ideas as we can. And I hope come up with some kind of white liberation army. I don't know what else to say. It seems pretty basic, but...
Alex, yeah, things are driven by the way that people feel. And you've got to keep in mind that all of history is driven by people just like us. And eventually people just can't take it anymore. And when I see the stuff that's happening to whites and how whites are freaking out, like I was mentioning that woman that I saw yesterday and also just stuff on the internet that we see, Don't worry, the anger is building up. It's just that many people just don't show it openly. But don't.
I know, but we see. This is the frustrating part. I can tell you what to do personally and individually, but this is a collective problem. Like I said, it comes from the top down. It has to be met by a counterforce, and it is the mission of the Jews controlling the government. The thing they must do above all to prevent that counterforce from forming. This is the technical difficulty we face, and I don't see how any but an actual professional military type, which is what Hitler was the first time around, it has to take that type of person to set up something to fight back, as best I can tell.
The growth of all these groups and people interacting with each other, out of that is going to come all kinds of stuff. And all that you need eventually is just – something, some kind of fire that's going to be lit somewhere, and then one thing will lead to another. There are many potential fires, and South Africa itself is a big potential fire. Just keep watching.
Yeah, okay. All right, well.
So even though it looks really, you know, dark and down, we do have several very big advantages in terms of Jews and Gentiles. We are many and they are few, and we have truth on our side and they have just lies and deceptions on their side, which means that as the truth breaks through, and it really is breaking through, because like Jan says, you know, people just can't take it anymore when it just nothing makes sense anymore and it's really getting bad. People can't take it anymore, so the truth breaks through, and that's what we're trying to do. That's why we do these things, is to help that truth break through. And that is that is the most powerful thing ever. That's why the Jews have been clamping down on so hard, you know, with censorship and with building these fake museums for fake stories and stuff. So obviously that's very important to them to keep their lies going. So we do have those advantages. Go ahead.
There's another thing that's a huge bonus for us, is that these invaders, they appear, as long as the feeding frenzy goes on, they appear to be a unified bloc against us, but they hate each other more than you can even imagine. And once they don't get the free food anymore and the free everything, and they have to fight for their own survival, they will be killing each other faster than we can kill them. You know, I mean, they really are. They really will be.
That's a very good point. Very good point, Alfred. I mean, I witnessed it firsthand in prison with the various black people who were there. They hated each other. So that's why they didn't put just all blacks in a cell together, because they would kill each other.
And Alfred, you've said also that the Jews have a tendency to overreach. And you can see it, man. The Jews never slow down. Look at them. They just keep going, just bringing out more crap and more crap and weirder, wilder stuff. There's a limit to what the human mind can take.
Yes. Yeah, especially like the thing like a hollow hoax museum in London for £100 million or something like that, while they are injecting us to with rat poison kill shot. I mean, it does not get any more grotesque and obscene than that. And that alone, I'm glad they're building it. I wish they'd build one for like one in every single city in the UK, because then everyone can. Thinking, scratching their head and trying to make sense out of why, since their last vaccination, they're feeling worse and worse and everyone's dying around them from the vaccination. And we're supposed to go on our knees and go to some hollow hoax museum to think of some 6 million shrunken heads and 6 million lampshades. I mean, it's just grotesquely obscene. And when the invading Negroes are laughing at the last of the people that still believe such nonsense, you know, I think the tide is turning very, very quickly now.
Well, can you believe that we have a Holocaust museum? We might even have multiple ones in South Africa. And in Johannesburg, we also have an apartheid museum, and it's owned by a Jew. So, you know, same old bullshit.
No surprise there about the apartheid.
Just running out all the crap, you know, all the anti-white shit, you know, there it goes.
Yeah, no surprise about the apartheid museum, but how on earth did they justify the Holocaust Museum in South Africa?
Maybe that's
a rhetorical question.
The Jews build these damn things. They build them. And you know what they even do? They try to get the kids, the white and black kids, they even try and get them, the schools, to bring them in so that they can bullshit them. And yes, Monica, why the hell the Holocaust Museum in South Africa? What the hell does it have to do with South Africa? Even if it was true, it wouldn't even be relevant.
Monica, that's the purpose. They want to indoctrinate the kids on field trips.
They need to inculcate them in Jew worship
and self-hatred.
Hatred
of whites, basically.
Yes, that's what it boils down to.
Worship of Jews, hatred of whites is the purpose of every Holocaust museum, to bring in the kids so that they have someone nearby. They can bring, oh, the Jews are these poor, like Monica said, the perpetrators masquerading as victims. And the Holocaust museums help them do that in that very practical, functional way. You can bust school kids there and show them these lies.
If the entire world has been indoctrinated to really believe such nonsense, then their simple-minded way of thinking led them to believe, oh, then the lie will be okay. Then there'll be no questioning it. And that's where, like you're saying before, they overstretch. They don't understand where the limit is.
I wonder how many Holocaust museums there are in the world for real. Because the little bit that I looked in the past, you're looking at hundreds. I wouldn't be surprised if they're all over the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there must be close to 1,000, if not more. I mean, they're pretty much everywhere in the USA.
And they
routinely do these American schools. The other thing they do, and also all those museums are living off the government to a large extent, not just the starting, but the maintenance and on the one in D.C. And then they'll also bring in every Jew over 50 is a Holocaust survivor. They'll bring them in and they'll tell these little Aryan kids in public schools and have them drop their chairs and listen to, just like the drag queen story hour, listen to some old Jew bullshitting them about what happened during the World War II time. It really is truly disgusting. And in my opinion, I know others don't share, but if you don't see Sunday school is the original thing, you know, making Jews the center of spiritual life and chosen by God. And why are we talking about these people? They have nothing to do with us. And I felt that way when I was a little kid. And I went to church and Sunday school for basically about 20 years. And I like, what have these people got to do with anything? They're not my kind of people. They're not us. They're some nasty people. You read the Old Testament and read the stuff they were up to. What has that got to do with Europe? Nothing inherently. Well, now we got 2,000 years of history with it, but it has nothing essential or inherently to do with our people at all. It's all to put Jews in the front and center, and Judeo-centric, like they say something's Eurocentric. It's all to make Jews, oh, these are the people that matter. And by God, that belief works. Most white people hold that belief, that Jews are chosen by God, or at least they were at one point if they later abandoned it. But who cares? It's still their story. It's their national literature. It has nothing to do with us at all. We just fell into it like we fell into the Holocaust. And why are the Jews going to change their pattern when it works? If you're catching fish, you put a worm in a hook. It works. It's worked for millions of years. We don't need to change it until fish get smarter. Well, Jews don't need to change their hoaxes and their patterns until we get smarter. And if we're more than animal, allegedly we can learn things. But like I started off talking about Ukraine, where's the proof of it? Where's the proof that we learn? We're still willing to go die for them. Die to transmit their cultural, their sickness, their perversions. Why are we still doing something that we know fails? We have to get smarter. Biology, as Alfred is talking about, this is all biological. Biology says, well, can you measure up to this challenge, or are you too dumb? If you're too dumb, you're going by the wayside. If you're too dumb to see through that clot shot in your vein, if you're too dumb to see what integration is actually destruction, if you're too dumb to say that they're making all this up to leech money out of you in sympathy, this Holocaust BS, you're too dumb maybe to survive on the face of this fine planet I prepared for you. Right? I mean, that's the ultimate bottom line. 99.9% of the species that ever existed are today extinct. And nature doesn't give a goddamn if we join them or if the Jews join them.
Well, Alex, keep on ticking. Maybe the final thing that I'll say is there's a book that I've come across. And I've watched stuff where a bunch of scientists are pointing out what they've found out about the universe and the Earth. And I must tell you, if only people knew how fragile life really is. I actually want to later put out stuff from this book. If you're interested, I can send you a copy. It's called Rare Earth. If you read that book, you'll be shocked to the core. You'll realize that we'd better look after ourselves, because everybody could be killed at any time. The universe and the planet itself is a very dangerous place, and we don't have too much time to muck around. And when you look into the past and all the massive exterminations of animals, how often it happens, all the climate things that come up, because the Earth is actually unstable. It's one of the most shocking, scary things. Some of the stuff I'd started realizing, and I was watching it. You know, one of the lessons of it could be that whites might just be the most advanced life in the universe. This is very possible. There are scientists who've said that we might be the only thing in the universe, of our kind.
Yeah, well, they keep talking about space aliens, but they never catch any. So I have my doubts.
I don't believe in space aliens.
Well, I mean, you know,
I
don't believe anything. Oh, video. There's loads of unidentified. I've seen unidentified crawling things, but you know, unidentified flying things. Whatever. It's unidentified. That doesn't mean it's, you know, it's,
yeah.
That's can't right. be identified, or it doesn't mean it's something more than an artifact on video. Come on, produce the alien. The Latins don't have a phrase for that, but it'd be good if you could. Habeas corpus, habeas alien.
I think we're right here. This is it, right here, where we are.
I think we get
that out of our. For me, anyway. But anyway, here's my parting words. Okay, just a few words of wisdom here. Just very short. Fish swim, birds fly, and Jews lie. That's my parting words.
Admirable, and it's brevity. They do. And you can turn to any newspaper to verify that. All right. Well, I've said my piece. Jan said his. Monica said his. Alfred, you want to wrap it up for everyone at Team White listening for this? We hope to do this monthly. If we can do it once a month in 2023, I was going to say at the start. That's our goal. I think that's pretty good. And we're coming at you from Canada, USA, South Africa, and I think Alfred is in Germany. So if you want to, you get the final word, Alfred.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I want to go back to what Alex said at the beginning, how this is a biological response, and some of the telltale signs that how this biological response will unfold is how one, the more one understands what's happening, the more desperate one becomes to do something about it, the more, and this energy that is now coming about amongst all the people waking up. And then the people who are stragglers, who are coming around late, will want to do anything they can to prove that they're not the fools they've been made out to do. And they will do anything to be able to sit at our table. And all the stuff that's happening against us that can make us depressed at the moment is actually the evidence we need to present the invaders with and the Jews with to show why we cannot live in the same space. And so everything is running in our favor. And once people also understand that we are the team that's going to win, the team of truth, then there's no more, diddling and dawdling and contemplating what to do. Then everybody will understand the urgency of this. And I think that this is the year that we're going to see some massive changes. So I'm glad that we've all crossed our paths in this life and are going down this trail together. And I know we're going to win. That's it.
Yes, and you listening are with us and part of our Team White, and really, even let's give Schwarzenegger the last word. Come with us if you want to live.
I like that. Right?
He said that, and that's exactly it. You want to stay here and be burned up? You want to hop in the motorcycle and get somewhere better?
These are Alex Linder's websites. www.alexlinder.com, pieville.net, that's his Twitter type of website, www.vnnforum.com, you'll find a ton of information on there, and then his news website, which is www.kirksvilletoday.com. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.